So a few months ago, we were driving back to our old hometown, Wilmington, North Carolina, which is like 6.5 hours from Atlanta, Georgia. And we were listening to a podcast by Jeff and Alyssa Bethke. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Cool. So they'd kicked back their podcast. We were listening. And I kind of looked at you and said, what if we started a podcast? Like, what about if we do this? I think it would be fun. We're in the car a lot, like a lot, between Charlotte and Wilmington and wherever else we just randomly start going, because we do that, which is awesome. So we were heading to Wilmington and I said, all right, well, let's start this podcast. We have this website name that we've kind of written on, and I'll pick up like a lav mic from Best Buy, which failed miserably. And we found
out really bad
that recording in a Jeep Wrangler,
it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. So instead,
you got excited about this podcast.
Yeah. So I got excited about the podcast and ended up ordering some microphones. And so we're literally sitting in bed right now at 12:15 at night on a Thursday, recording this intro to what this podcast is all about, which we also just talked about. One of our goals of our Sunday reset was to get you in bed early.
Yeah, we're doing a great job of that.
So we think this podcast is going to be helpful to you guys. but for real. So that's kind of how this kind of got started.
I feel like this started back in October 2015, which is also a disclaimer to the fact that we may or may not keep this going. In October 2015, Noah was 3 months old, and I think I was mentioning how I had some insights into parenthood and was thinking, man, I could see myself writing about this. I like writing. And you were like, oh my gosh, we should start a blog. And
because I'd miss writing and blogging, right? But I just didn't have the time. And I thought that would be rad if we did this together.
Right. And
had a hobby together, because life had just changed with us with Noah. And so I got the domain going.
And 3 months into parenthood, you basically know everything about parenting. So we were like, we should totally. Ooh, those are our cats. We also know how to parent our animals well enough to make sure that they don't fight.
That's right.
Not. So obviously we were experts on parenting 3 months into parenting our first child. And we were like, let's totally write a blog about this. So Mike created a domain and we literally wrote maybe one entry, maybe none. We'd have to look back. And we just kind of dropped it after that, because a 3-month-old child, that's all. I don't really have to explain anymore.
Yeah, if you have a kid, you're probably wondering how we had the time to
just create the domain. To remember that we actually did that. A year later, we got these books that I cannot remember the name of.
No, it's 31 Creative Ways to... Oh, man. Something with your husband.
It's right over there on the bookshelf.
It's actually really good.
But I can't see it.
There's so many books on the bookshelf.
Anyway, it's by Jeff and Alyssa Bethke. And
which is the podcast we were listening to.
Yes. And it was this challenge to kind of love. I think it's something like love and cherish your spouse.
Yeah.
To show them that you love them for like in 31 different ways for 31 days. We're like, oh, my gosh, we have this domain. We should totally do this activity, and then we should blog about it, and that's going to hold us accountable to finish this project.
So it's 31 days. Each one you do something special to creatively, like, and it's small things. It was great. We'll actually put the link in the show notes, because that's what the podcasters say these days.
And we made it for six days.
Oh, I did
days?
Six. You did, I think you did five.
Maybe I did five.
Yours was five good days, though. Mine was six mediocre
those
days.
Those 5 to 6 days of activities spanned over the course of, I would say... 5 to 6 months?
No.
Maybe it was October.
No. We did 4 pretty straight, and then we took like a couple days, and then we just stopped.
I just remember at some point I calculated it out, and I was like, oh, we're going to finish this by like April 2017.
That's correct.
Which we did not. So I think I owe you like 26 days of love.
You do. And I think you still have time. You've got like a week.
I'll get on that.
I actually broke it out, got the book, and I'm going to...
There you go.
I'm just going to continue it.
Anyway.
So we'll keep writing.
All this to be said, we did, from this, we create, or from the blog, we did have this title, The How to Real Life, which we kind of came up with mostly because we were like, we really want to try to figure out what it looks like to do real life as opposed to, you know, trying to only show the highlights or just, you know, be cranky about everything, but what it looks like to just kind of really live life and be real about it.
Yeah.
And the how-tos of that, because I'm a big how-to person.
Yeah, like a
to-do list.
Tangible, actually.
Like, yeah.
How, like, do we work through this?
What does this actually look like, as opposed to in theory? It's like, oh, yeah, I want to live real and, you know, figure that out, which we're still figuring out, too. So
we always are.
Obviously, we're always going to be figuring this out. So
I really like the name.
Yeah.
So we, you know, we had the domain. We decided, why not we just roll with a podcast and see what happens.
So a little bit about us. We were married in 2008, or should we go back to 2006 when we met? Mike was a production coordinator at our church, and I decided to volunteer with production once I realized that just because I am a female college student, I don't have to work in nursery and love children. I love children in theory. It's not really my jam for volunteering. So anyway, I decided to sign up for production and I met you.
Yep. It was an evening after church. You came in. I was checking you out because I was single and you looked good.
I thought you liked the girl who was volunteering.
Well, that's
another of the girls who was volunteering.
Okay, cool. I knew that though. I mean, I knew that you knew. Never mind.
Anyway,
so
trying to keep this long story a little bit shorter.
Yeah, so we then
started
started dating.
Mm-hmm.
We both interned at the same church.
Mm-hmm. Got married.
We both were full-time at the church.
Yep.
For
2008 until 2015.
Until 2015.
Well, 2007 until 2015.
Roughly 7 years, is that right?
Yeah.
For
me.
So
you were there much longer.
I was there much longer. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You were full time right when I started interning.
Yeah, so I'd been there for overall 13 years before we left. Worked at the same, obviously, church.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry together from when we, before we were dating, sort of, to when we had Noah.
Yep, unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly, which
on
is
both
been
ends,
a blessing.
Didn't know, we didn't expect to have a child and found out we were pregnant. And then we didn't expect him to come a week and a half early.
Oh, yeah. We'll tell that story later.
We'll tell more about that later.
That was a crazy story. One we won't forget.
Good times.
So then overnight, well, sort of overnight, over the course of 9 months.
Quite literally overnight.
Quite literally overnight, yes. We, Kira, you came off staff.
Yep.
Well, 6 weeks later, but you came off staff,
mm-hmm.
stayed home with Noah.
Yep.
So we no longer had our car rides in the morning because we had the same car going to work every morning. We stayed late working at the same time. We worked events together. We just did all, I mean, we always did life together.
Oh my gosh,
to the point where, yeah. So to the point where now you're home with Noah. I'm going to work by myself.
Yep.
I'm trying to get home for dinner.
I was not ready for motherhood.
No.
Obviously for multiple reasons, not just because we weren't really planning this, but that was definitely, I mean, we'll get into more of that later, but I was not ready for motherhood. I wasn't ready for so many life changes at once. I didn't realize what not working full time or not working at all would look like for my life.
Completely different.
Yeah.
So overnight there, and then within 1 year or a year and a half, we actually moved from the beach,
mm-hmm.
which just doesn't even make sense in a sentence.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't explain that one.
So we moved from the beach to Atlanta, Georgia, basically Norcross, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
right now, to work at a new church
mm-hmm.
called Victory World Church. We left a church I'd worked at my entire life and been my only real job.
Yep.
The only real job you've had, but you know, like we said, you'd already left.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get here and it's been crazy. Ups and downs.
Yeah.
A lot of ups, honestly. Just the downs are just the change.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were riding to Wilmington, I said, hey, let's do this podcast and share with what all we've learned through working together in ministry at the same job, to what it looks like to have a first child, to what it looks like to move, to go to a different church, what it looks like to have a second kid on the way, which will be here hopefully by the time we record the next podcast.
We're gonna post this podcast and then we're never gonna be heard from again.
That's because we have another kid. What do we? Yeah. Our timing's perfect with this kind of stuff.
Great.
But I think this one will last. It's a little easier to do this than to write every night. Mm. So that's a little bit about us. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to do this.
Yeah, it should be fun. So what we're hoping to do in these podcasts, we're not just going to like share stories of our lives, but I do love a good story. So we'll probably share quite a few stories.
Oh yeah.
But we have, you know, a few topics that we're going to try to process, hash out together, figure out, you know, what we've learned, what we're still learning, you know, things like that. And things that we're kind of honing in on are topics about marriage, topics about parenting, what work life looks like for each of us and both of us together. So that kind of, you know, blends. And then self-help, but basically personal growth habits and yeah. How to, what that looks like, what it looks like when you're not able to keep up with it all and all those good things.
Yeah.
We're basically just two human beings who kind of know a little. And the more we think, the more we learn, the less we realize we know. And we'd like to share that with everybody. Yeah.
But the more we know means the more we know.
The more you know.
Oh, you're going to sing that on copyright? This podcast. I don't even know the song.
You don't know that?
I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
Probably
sound a musical or something.
No, it's like from a commercial. It's like NBC or something. I don't even know.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So those are the four like topics, areas.
We're just going to be sharing from our personal experiences because marriage, I feel like for us has been really fun for the most part. Parenting, this is a very interesting one for me to describe because parenthood has been very complicated.
Also a very good show.
But parenthood has been more difficult, I think, for us to navigate both together and separately. And, but at the same time, you've got this other human being in your life who you wouldn't trade for the world. So anyway, it's just this interesting, very complex, robust topic, I feel like, for us. Whereas marriage, it feels like, oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun to talk about it.
Yeah. And the work life, you know, just learning from, you know, our history of working together and then working separately. We've worked full time. I'm working part time at home now.
Mm-hmm. So it's crazy.
Yeah. And then the
self growth.
Personal habit. Yeah. Personal growth.
Which is basically, you know, and we talked about it for a second. I didn't want it to be called spiritual or anything like that because I really want this. When we talk about all four of these things to be undertoned and like foundational in our faith in Jesus and not, oh, then we're going to talk about Jesus.
Separate thing that we do, yeah.
So it's more of like, how do we personally work on our growth, you know, with Jesus, but also what does health look like? How do we struggle with how many times I want to work out and count my calories and how many times? So this kind of may be a podcast about how to start and stop things a lot, but I think,
well, then how to, I feel like just the how to incorporate God and Jesus into each component instead of making it that separate thing that you're working on.
Yeah.
I don't feel like an expert in that at all.
No.
So
we're just going to share how it all intertwines with everything.
Yeah. We'll share pros and cons.
So the format's going to be fun. The goal is to hit one topic every podcast. So it could be on marriage. It could be on parenting.
I'm very nervous claiming any kind of committed plan.
Oh, I think that's going to be a jam. We're going to do it. So that's going to be the podcast. This is the preview episode, which is probably
ridiculously long.
No, that's all of our recording.
Oh, okay.
That includes the stuff where I was testing the mic.
Mike said, let's have a 3-minute intro. And I was like, oh gosh, because I am no good at time. I was supposed to be in bed at 9:30. What time is it?
12:30.
I am in bed.
You were in bed. You even
success.
Well, you weren't in bed at 9. No, you were in bed at 9:30.
Oh no, I was not.
You're close.
I was in bed at 11.
I 15. I got the podcast open, and you're like, "You want me in bed?"
Gosh.
I think I'm gonna leave that on there. Let's end it with that. All right. So,
what to do when you get in bed with your spouse?
Start a podcast. So if you could help us out just for fun, we're honestly, it's a weird segue. Okay. So we're doing this because I think we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
And we're not like worried about growing an audience.
Yeah.
But if you want to share this, that would be great. So throw it on social media or Facebook or email, or take a picture of it and head to Target, print it out, put it in an envelope and send it to your grandparents along with the CD. That would be helpful. That'll be our street crew or whatever they call it. So yeah, if you're listening to this, it means it's already been posted, obviously. And then episode one will be coming very soon, because I'm actually excited about two or three things that we're going to talk about. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Cool.
And if nothing else, you and I are going to be talking and processing together. So that's great.
Yeah. So hope you'll join us. #HowToRealLife. I just did that because it sounded like fun.